Bell, yes.
Dramatic end there. What was your initial thoughts after that penalty went wide?
Yeah, obviously you're relieved. I think the whole stadium, including all of us, didn't know that there was a penalty called. Couldn't see much there, and obviously we'll look at the replay, but it's done. We've got 3 points. I think we've played some good football. Our guys are going through a lot of games, and we've had some good rotation. I'm happy with a lot of the performances out there, and I think it was excellent from 90 minutes. Obviously, we want a few more balls in the back of the net, but we'll take 3 points and keep ourselves at the top of the standings.
Q had a great game. How much of a dilemma is it having Tristan Henry and Q?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. You know, most people say it's a tough thing. I've got two goalkeepers that I can count on, and it's important down the stretch that we keep both goalkeepers ready and prepared because every game brings something different. So I thought it was excellent. We gave him 2 starts in a row. He was very good today, and we expect nothing less than him going forward.
Monty started at left wing, who's typically a fullback. How did you see him perform today?
Yeah, I thought, to be honest, it was a little bit difficult for him in the beginning. You know, his touches weren't there, but the one thing he did is he kept his mind into it. He kept working hard, and I think that's important for a young player like he is. It's his first time playing there from the start. And we asked him to do something different, and that's part of the growth and the development of players. But I thought he gave us a good freshness in that first half and exactly what we need at this point in the season.
And how key is the versatility between your players to be able to play these different positions?
Yeah, we start today with 4 different defenders than the last game, so I think that says a lot. That says a lot for the confidence I have in the group, the confidence that I have in the players, and them coming out with performances like today to make sure that I'm doing the right thing sometimes out there. So I think the depth is very important to us. We've got 3 games to go. We want to finish at the top of this standings for this fall championship. And then we also have those 2 games coming up on October 26th and November 2nd.
How much of a boost has it been for you, your team, your club, just to have been in this rivalry, just have that winning the out of 4 games, 3 wins now? How does that do for your club and all that?
Yeah, listen, I think it's important. I think it's important that you pick up 3 points at a time. You know, I always say the distinct thing when you look at our team, Forge and York 9 from coming from down the street, is a lot of these guys are local players, so they've known each other for many years, whether it's going back to youth football or different stages of playing in places like League One Ontario. So, I mean, there's always an extra edge out on the field. You know, they always want their bragging rights and so on. For us, it's important to keep track with what we want, and obviously the 3 points, whether it's against York, Valor, or anyone in the league, that's what we're looking for.
More about League One Ontario. They just had a banquet pregame before this game. There was they also bragged they had 40 former League One players have somehow crossed into CPL. A lot of them are with your team. How well are those guys fitting in with this sort of higher caliber league?
Yeah, I think it's been a fantastic transition for a lot of the players. Obviously, here at Forge, we have quite a few of them that have come over from Sigma, and then Anthony Novak, who was playing at Oakville. Then you look across the league with York 9 and all across the league, and I think it's been great. You know, League One has given a professional platform for players. Most of the organization's doing a great job, not only from a training aspect, from a scouting aspect, and so on. So really taking things in a very professional manner, which allows this step up, you know, to be as seamless as possible. And that's what I've seen with the players. And I think we've had a lot of players across this league do a great job who maybe last year or the year before were playing in League One Ontario.
Coach, you mentioned all the squad rotation and the versatility. At this point, is it more about kind of tinkering before the finals, or is it just kind of not letting anybody get too worn out?
Yeah, I think if you want to tinker, that's earlier in the year. If I still need to figure out who's doing what on the pitch at this point, maybe I've got a problem. I think it's more of, you know, keeping guys fresh, keeping guys moving, and keeping them hungry and ready. Because even, you know, with their performances here, you know, that dictates what goes forward. But I think a lot of it has to do with that aspect. It's keeping the guys fresh, keeping them healthy, and you know, keeping them hungry. It's not easy to play every 3 days, and that's the schedule that we're on, you know, for this last portion of the season. We turn around and play Wednesday in Cavalry. We come back on Saturday at York and finish off with Cavalry here on a Wednesday. So that's a lot of games, and we can't expect the same group of guys to be doing it. And I think that's one of our biggest strengths this year. You know, we're looking at, I believe it's 13 or 14 games without a loss right now. And a lot of it has to do with the mentality of our players. Whether they're in the lineup today or they're in it next week, they're ready to go.
Do you think that condensed schedule to end the year against some tough opposition rivals, do you think that will prepare you well for the final?
Yeah, listen, it's something we've been used to. We've gone through another two spells in the season like this, another period where we're playing in CONCACAF League and it was very condensed. I think, it's a lot of games, but it keeps guys sharp at the same time. You know, it doesn't give them a lot of time in between to think about a lot of things and keeps ourselves won. And I think everything's always better when you're winning and you're doing well. So I think our guys have a good attention to detail and what's coming up. And let's face it, we've got a month left in the season, so this is time to get it done.
Justin Streeter made his first CPL performance today. How did you see him perform?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I thought it was a good point to get him into the game, and we needed some freshness in that attacking midfield role and get him into the field and try and give us a little bit more energy in the press, because I thought Cisse did a great job for us for that first 70 minutes or so. But again, he's another player that I've known well. I've known over the years, and I know what he can bring to the pitch, so I'm happy he got his first minutes out on the pitch.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.